Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my show. Today is Sunday. Yeah, today we're going to be talking about MA Rewards, Marketing America Rewards. We have a guest, special guest. I believe this is Brian Knott. Are you there? Hold on a second here. Let me unmute you real quick. All right, you there, Brian?
I am here.
Yes, you are. Sorry we're late. I'm late.
You're late?
It's 7:04 right now, but anyway, we had a little technical difficulties, so we had to, you know, log in and all that stuff. And
technology, man.
I hear you.
One of those things. You just have to let it go, man.
So how you doing today? You getting snow out there or what?
No snow. It's cold. It was probably I was in Miami for the last week, so I didn't really care if it was cold out here or not. So.
Right, yeah. Here in Wisconsin, man, we're getting pounded.
Oh,
we're getting
really?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually over here in Illinois right now, visiting my family,
doing this
radio show from my sister's house.
It's
all good.
Well, technology once again. wherever it works, wherever and whenever.
Right.
It works.
That's right. So I want to talk about you and you know how long you've been with Market America. We'll start off with who you are and where you're from and why did you start Market America?
Well, I'm originally from Yakima, Washington. I moved to Tyatton about 4 or 5 years ago to get out of the city life and out to the country life, because when you're in Market America, you have a lot more choices open to you than, say, the average person. I don't have to be close to work.
Is that right?
My commute is about 6 feet to my office. So.
Oh.
and the reason I chose Market America, I had tried other things before, but a friend of mine showed it to me, and I looked at it at the time. I owned a computer store that I was building up in Yakima and didn't really see a need for it at the time. Of course, the computer store went under, of course.
Okay.
So then I went back to him and I said, can you show that to me again? And I looked at it and it's unlike anything I'd ever seen before. And I liked what I saw. So I liked the residual part of it. And I immediately got started. I've been in Market America for about 4.5 years now.
Okay. That's really, really good. It's been, I've been, like myself, I'm a Market America and franchise owner or independent distributor. I've been with the Market America for like maybe, 3.5 years, going on 4 years. Same amount of time.
So you came in after there was a portal.
Right. Yeah.
There was no portal when I started, so.
Oh, okay.
There was talk about it, but I hadn't finished it yet. So,
there you go. Now, how many you married, Brian?
I am.
Have kids? Okay.
I have one daughter.
Okay.
I have one daughter. She's 21, and she's in Market America.
Run me through again. How old is she?
She's 21.
21. Oh wow, that's I thought you like maybe like in the 30s or something, you know, because I saw your pictures. I saw your pictures in your portal.
I just turned 40.
Okay.
I take a lot of the Market America products, so that's probably why you were confused. So.
There you go.
I hear all you. The anti-aging products. So.
All the anti-aging products. Yeah. So I got you. I mean, I had you beat. I have four girls and a boy. And they all under 9 years of age, so I got plenty of things on my hands. Yeah. So
the youngest?
the youngest would be 17 months. 17 months the youngest.
Is that the boy?
That's the boy. That's right. That's the boy.
Oh,
that's the boy.
Man. He's going to grow up with older sisters? Man.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Feel for him.
So, now, I want to get into the, you know, we'll go into the basic real quick, and then we'll jump in and add to the, you know, full speed and what's the, can you like explain to my listeners, or the listeners don't know anything about Market America and what is Market America? Can you touch up on that real quick, Brian?
Sure, you bet. Well, let's start by saying, you know, over the last couple of years, there have been times where the goods and services have been sold over the internet and outpaced brick and mortar stores and catalogs
right.
combined. This company has found out a systemized way of capturing a good percentage of that volume.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a systemized process, like a franchise. That's why they call it the unfranchise. In many ways, it's
right.
like the franchise. And, you know, a lot of people are making boatloads of money. And with our partnership now with Google and
mm-hmm.
LTech to create the first universal cart and to make product search work on the internet, Google themselves anticipate Market America being one of the largest and fastest growing companies in history in just
That's
a
right.
few years. So what Market America is a product brokerage and internet marketing company. So that sounds like a whole bunch of stuff. People have heard the term internet marketing, but not knowing exactly what that means. But
mm-hmm.
and product brokerage is the understanding is that we don't manufacture anything. We find things, trends in the marketplace through the internet to what people are looking for, and then when we find a trend, we go find a manufacturer to make that. We own the patent, we own the formula, and then we bring it to market because it's already being asked for. So that, in a nutshell, is what Market America is.
Okay, that's powerful. And now, can you touch up on how you and why did you? Well, I think we covered that, but how did you become a successful? And what kind? You know, I know we have a listeners that you know with this. Like a Market America business, and I know that they are probably looking for something that, you know, a lot of tips and
mm-hmm.
you know, stuff like that on how to run their Market America business. Like,
right.
Do you have anything to, like, maybe share us, you know?
Well, you know, what I can share with you as far as how to be successful with Market America, number one is never quit.
Right.
Always renew, and because that's the only way that you'll fail at this is if you quit. The second thing that I'd like to say, since I just got back from Miami at the upper-level training,
okay.
The next 24 to 36 months with Market America, if you are with Market America, the next 24 to 36 months, what the industry considers the introductory period will be ending, meaning all these years we'll be starting our 17th year on May 1st.
Okay.
The 17th, between the 17th and the 20th year, the introductory period will end, meaning that every business has an introductory period. If it was a brick and mortar store, it would be their grand opening. And that's, you know, in a brick and mortar situation, that's a very small window of opportunity. With us, you know, it's been a 17 to 20 year introductory period, and that will be ending, and then what happens is momentum. Every business has a momentum period. It could last for a year to a couple decades, and then there's a stabilization period. Well, we're fastly approaching in the next 24 to 36 months the momentum period, and so it is critical that everybody who is with Market America or thinking about being with Market America, the next 24 to 36 months are going to be the most critical part of Market America's history, because after the momentum starts, If you aren't in position to take advantage of it, you just may be one of those people who missed out in 1996 buying Google stock. If you had been
right.
there in 1996 and bought that stock, you wouldn't be sitting here on the phone listening to this conversation. You'd be in the, you know, the south
Somewhere.
Of France or something like that. another tip that I can recommend.
Tell you.
Yeah, another recommended tip that I can give somebody in building their unfranchised business would be to become a UFO. That really is the crux of this business. The average income of all people who are who qualify to become UFOs and then requalify every quarter is in the $80,000 a year range, and that's a residual income. That means you go off to Hawaii for 3 months, you're still making that income even though you're on vacation. So those, and be consistently consistent in your daily activities. So those are the tips that I would give somebody who's just either
right.
starting out or maybe is in a holding pattern or what have you.
Right, and plus the, you know, like Mark and Marquez already have the marketing concept in place, mm-hmm. and, you know, the ABC pattern and all that, the basic five that you have to follow, mm-hmm. and plus, you know, like you're saying, that you're, you know, becoming a UFO. That makes sense, Brian. The, no, I know the, we, you know, we are plugged in with the ATG. You know, it's a voicemail system that we, you know, that we use, the company uses to communicate with, you know, with everybody.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we ran into your how you filed up or racked up thousands of AMA rewards or Mark and America rewards. Now, can you touch up on that? What is AMA rewards?
Okay. Yeah, AMA Rewards is a program that was designed so that our customers had an incentive to shop through us. And currently, as of today, the AMA Rewards work like points. They're going to be changed to be called AMA Dollars, but I'll explain that in a minute. You accumulate these points by shopping for either AMA products or AMA branded products, or at partner stores, which are about, you know, 2,800 partner stores like Walmart and such. And you get two of those points for every dollar spent, regardless of where you shop. That's going to be changing here in February or so, and it's not going to change drastically in the amount of points or what. It's going to still be 2 points for MA branded stores and products, and 1 point for partner stores like Walmart and Circuit City and all that stuff. But there's also going to be a residual side to that for customers to actually make money.
Oh, wow.
While they are shopping, it's going to be called MA Dollars. But there's going to be a lot of different ways for customers to earn those MA Dollars through
mm-hmm.
social networks, through Facebook, through Twitter, through Chatterbox, and everything else that MA World is now up and running
mm-hmm.
pretty soon here. They're going to rename it. Right now, it's called Market Earth. And that is 174 countries that you can accumulate. Customers can accumulate MA rewards, and distributors can earn IBV from any country in the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So AMA rewards.
Go ahead.
Okay. AMA rewards and concept of like shopping. If a customer shopping through like, you know, your website, and they earn money, so hence again paid. You know, when shopping,
right.
and then they can turn around and exchange that to a product of their choice. Correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Cash any
product that is part of the universal cart. Now that includes things like the MA branded products, but also a lot of the partner stores. About 15 million products will be included into that category
come
February. So,
yeah, that's a lot of products. Now the concept of that, as being the owner of a shopping portal, you are able to also accumulate that AMA reward. I just want to.
You are right
that.
Now. Come February, you will not.
Okay, all right, and the so I want to touch up on the how to maximize on, you know, by shopping, because the way you do it is the way we do it. It's like my wife and I do it. As being it's like a wise consumer.
Right.
And it's getting rewards while you shop. And can you touch up on that on how, you know, like maybe like one items or one way you do it, and you can get a double MA rewards or anything like that?
Okay. Well, I can tell you how I shop on a weekly basis through the portal for basic, you know, stuff, you
mm-hmm.
know, that we would use, you know, every month or every 2 weeks, or, you know, like shampoo and paper
right.
towel. You know, just the stuff. It all starts with, of course, a shopping list. And just like if you're going to the grocery store, you'd have a shopping list. And then the second step to that is to check out the hot deals on the portal. Find out what's on sale, you know, 2-for-1s or or 30% off or anything. Right now there's just tons, so it's crazy. The next stop is there's several websites out there that you can get either promo codes from. There's one called freepromocodes.org, and there's coupon sites like couponcabin.com and currentcodes.com and, you know, things like that to see what's out there. Because if you know the store in which you're going to buy these things, then it makes it really easy to find the codes for that store or coupons for whatever, if you have a particular brand name product that you like to buy.
Right.
I use drugstore.com because I can keep a list on that site.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to go searching around drugstore.com. I can just go to my list and check the things I need and then put them in the cart and check out. And, of course, what I do prior to that is if I decide, okay, I'm going to go to drugstore.com and I'm going to get all this stuff I usually get, which is, once you set this up, it's very, very easy. First stop I make is to giftcertificates.com through the portal.
Okay.
And I buy a e-gift certificate to drugstore.com with my Market America MasterCard, of course. And because from an IBV standpoint, that's huge. And for our customers, MA Rewards, that's big too. And so if you can teach your customers how to do this, they can get a lot of MA Rewards like I did. Once the e-certificate is purchased, then I just log into drugstore.com through the portal, and that sends me a message on the right as soon as I log in saying your account has been credited for, you know, $25, $50, whatever
right.
the e-certificate amount was. Mm-hmm. So I got IBV and MA Rewards from using my MasterCard to buy the gift certificate at giftcertificates.com, and I also got MA Rewards and IBV from buying the e-certificate from giftcertificates.com. Then I go to drugstore.com and use the e-gift certificate to buy the stuff on drugstore.com, so I get MA Rewards on that and the IBV all at the same time. And there's a lot of stores you can do this with. There's a lot of stores that have e-gift certificates. A new thing that I have been using, and I used this in Miami when I just before I left,
mm-hmm.
is I went on the giftcertificates.com and bought three of those MasterCard debit cards. They call them debit, but you can't really use them as debit, so they're basically like preloaded
like
credit cards.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, loaded them up $100 each and just used them everywhere.
Oh, wow.
For the hotel, for food, you know, restaurants, mm-hmm. things like that. And, of course, $100 MasterCard would be 200 MA Rewards. And then whatever percentage giftcertificates.com is paying at the time. And if I can make one little point about the IBV values and things like that, restaurants.com is now 40% IBV.
40%.
40%. Yeah, it's really huge. So, and there's a few of them that have also pumped up their IBV because that banner at the top of the portal,
mm-hmm.
that's going to change here really, really soon to fill up that whole space. And these advertisers have already paid $25 million to
wow.
have their ad space at the top of the portal in a rotating fashion. And there's about six or seven vendors that have done this. Restaurants.com is one of them. And that $25 million is actually going back out into the field to pay the distributors and the customers. So be prepared. Just think of what's going to happen when we announce in February that customers are now paid to shop and distributors are being paid. Now, this is what's really cool. Customers or distributors are actually going to get a separate check. This is a whole new plan.
A whole
just
new pay
on
plan.
Those advertising dollars.
It's huge, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, you can get three checks in the mail instead of two.
Exactly. It's just like, you know, people would be crazy not to jump in on something like this. I mean, they're missing a bus. That's what I've talked to and about the Market America and all that. Of course, we do the trial runs and everything like that. I'm always have this doubt, and I don't know if it's just maybe because of my background, I always just doubt from people that they, you know, oh man, they're not going to be able to do this. You know, I mean, like some sort of like pre-qualifying them, but it's showing them. I mean, you know, if they totally understand the concept of the market American house is going to shake up the whole, you know, trend, the internet and all that, and the business on the internet, and they don't understand that, and they're totally missing the bus, totally missing the bus. Now, do you have any thoughts on the new products that we have that are coming up?
You mean new products that are coming out, or the newest products that are out?
Let's do both. Let's do the newest product that came out.
Okay, some of the newest products that recently came out was the Curcumin Extreme.
Mm-hmm.
They reformulated the Thermachrome, which is huge. Now, Thermachrome is the product in which Elizabeth Weber built her business. It was the only product that she used. That was before OPC3. And as you know, I know that you know, but she, you know, she makes about a million. $1.6 million residually a year in retail in commissions. So that product is out. It's better than it was before when it had ephedra in it and we had to take it off the market.
Right, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've been using it, and interestingly enough, I'm going to have to get new clothes because they don't fit anymore. So that's a real good testimony to that. That product, but as far as new products, let's talk
about.
Hear
any rumors?
Oh yeah. I don't even know how to explain this product, but there is a device that Market America has been working on with a particular manufacturer, and it's a GPS device chip.
Oh wow, it's a gadget. There you go.
So tiny. That is so tiny. They call it the Band-Aid. It's so tiny that you could put it on your jewelry, on your car, on your kid, on your wife, whatever, and in real time see where that thing is at, or where that person is at, or has lots of applications. You know, like for pets and priceless items and things like that. So that's one that's coming down the pike.
In my case, kids. Yeah. Yeah, would you agree? Like kids, like when kids are, you know, like when they start, like going to school, like, you know, because we homeschool, but I would like for them to go to school when they're like in, you know, high school, like in the teens, so they can, you know, I mean that would be perfect. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
I mean, just don't tell them. You know, you have a locator.
Well, imagine you put one of these things on the inside of the bumper of your car, and your car gets stolen. It would take 2 minutes to find your car.
So, exactly.
Hey, if you could use it on a handheld, if you could look up, go on the web on your handheld. Say you went to a parking lot at Walmart and forgot where you parked. You just go on your handheld and look for your car in the parking lot. So it's going to be integrated with Google. It's going to be integrated with Google Earth.
Oh wow! It's like one of those GPS locators in Google. That's huge. Yeah, I've read an article about that.
Yeah, it'll even give you driving directions to your lost item or whatever. You know, the GPS navigators, you know, as it tells you, take a left at this street and take a right at this street, you know. It'll just guide you to where the item is that's missing. Another product, I don't know if you'd consider it a product, it's more of a service than anything else, is MA Dining. Restaurants.com is so excited about this, and they're so excited about Market America because, you know, they've been running specials, you know, like 80% off or get a $25 gift certificate for $2 for Market America customers.
I took advantage of that.
Oh, I did too. Well, they've decided to form a whole new company with Market America called MA Dining. And as you know, restaurants.com registers restaurants. And they sell package deals, you know, and all that. Well, we are going to be the representatives of that, and it's going to be called MA Dining. So we'll be able to not only sell them a website, we'll be able to sell them space and advertising space, not only on the portal, but in MA Dining. And they can buy certain packages, and we get retail profit and IBV every time, you know, that listing is up there. Every single month they pay the hosting fee for that kind of stuff. So
I tell you what, man, every year this Market America is just blowing my mind. It's just like, man, where is this going to go? This is so huge. Do you have any? Let's go back to the products of maximizing the AMA rewards and all that. Do you have any? I'll take off the topic here real quick. Do you have any favorite products when it comes to like Market America?
Market America product?
Yeah, Market America product.
Yeah, I do. Vitamind is probably my favorite because I got the most dramatic results from that. I mean, it's something I could definitely feel it was definitely working, and because I'm such a scatterbrain, it helps me focus a lot better. The Secretagogue and the Prime Factor, the anti-aging line, is another favorite of mine, and the Beauty Blend also. Because the Beauty Blend has twice the pycnogenol in it than OPC3. It has everything OPC3 has in it, but
no,
twice.
You're referring to the Ashanti's Beauty Blend, correct?
Yeah, it used to be called Ashanti. It's called OPC3 Beauty Blend.
Beauty Blend, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And it has the calcium and
and all that stuff in there.
Yep. And resveratrol. I like resveratrol a lot too.
Right. That's right. Yeah, I love. I have a nutritionist, background. I know everything about, nutraceutical items or products that's out there, and the OPC3 and the isotonic line and all that things. Not even products out there you see from GNC and you buy from GNC that doesn't even come close to the market America has.
No, definitely not. Well, what would you feel about OPC3 in a pill?
On a pill form?
A tablet.
Would that be like would that be an isotonic form, or would that just?
Because
it would probably take away the absorbability of that of the OPC3. So I.
However, you know about the product. The new coenzyme Q10 chewables.
Mm-hmm.
It has a particular component to it that makes the coenzyme Q10 the most absorbable Q10 on the market. Now, what if you combine that ingredient with OPC3 in the caplet?
Are you serious?
Now you've got something. Now you've got because a lot of people look at isotonics and the isotonic capable delivery system, which is difficult to explain. It's complicated, and it takes a lot of explaining to get somebody to understand that having an isotonic capable product is far superior to a pill. But there are those people who just can't get past a pill. And
right.
So if you were to offer them a pill with the absorbency of an isotonic drinkable vitamin, then you've captured a whole market of people that wouldn't necessarily buy from you.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
There's a little hint to what's coming.
Yeah. Well, thanks for filling me up on that one. I know I'm going to hear it on ATG and all that, but I like it when I hear it from people. I'm going to open up a line right now. We have a caller here. Dawn, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
So you're Brian Nutt?
I am.
And then you gained, you accumulated 33,000 MA rewards?
I did.
Did you already go over how you did that?
We went over a little bit, yeah. But if you have any questions in mind, Don, just go ahead.
How do you explain to your customers how to accumulate them? Do you print out the IBV values? Because I was calling Market America, and they said I had to look up the IBV values and, kind of print off a list for our customers. And is that what you do to teach your customers, or
no? IBV lists are only useful for distributors because customers don't get IBV. They get MA rewards. And the simple answer about MA rewards to a customer is you will accumulate 2 MA rewards points for every Market America branded product that you buy, and you'll get 1 from the partner stores. And they will accumulate up to 2 years, and you can spend them however you see fit for free. If you have a customer that has a favorite product, it's a really easy way of getting them to start understanding how it works. Like my dad, his favorite product is the omega-3.
Mm-hmm.
And the easy way of getting him to understand it was, how would you like to get that product for free?
Right.
And he, of course, says, well, how can I do that? And I said, well, let me explain it to you. Every time you order the omega-3, you're getting 2 points towards, you know, MA Rewards for every dollar that it costs you to buy that product. So if it costs you, you know, $49, let's just say $50, you're getting 100 MA Rewards.
Yeah.
And they will accumulate and accumulate and accumulate until you cash them in. And you can cash them in for the exact product that you are buying.
No,
and
you
so that gets their attention real fast.
Do you have to pay shipping and handling when you redeem those rewards?
Yeah, there is a, well, it depends. There, one way is if you're not bundling that free product with an order, then there's going to be a flat rate shipping fee of $4.50.
Oh, $4.50.
However, if they buy something along with that, then there's no shipping.
How do you buy something along with that?
Well, if you go into the portal and they just purchase something, say something in the universal cart, which would be any of the MA products, and about 10 different stores in the universal cart right now. If they bought something and then they went and redeemed their points at the same time and included it in that order, they wouldn't pay shipping.
Okay. How do we know what's in a universal cart, what stores are available?
That's in effect,
well,
though, right,
you,
Brian?
Yeah, what?
I just want to make sure that we get it all cleared up. The universal cart is actually in effect now, correct?
It is live now.
It is live,
and
okay.
It is live. And the way you find out who's part of the universal cart is when you go to the portal and you click on Shop Partners.
Uh-huh.
And you look through the list, because it's alphabetized, of course. The ones who are included in the universal cart say partner preferred next to it.
Okay, hold on. Let me. I'm going to the website right now.
Okay.
So I can check that out, because it's on. Otherwise, I'll forget what you're saying to me.
It's also set up all the stores that offer free shipping. It says free shipping right next to them.
Okay.
Now, what is also coming, and this is only useful for distributors, is there's going to be a little checkbox that we can check, and it, you know, when you find something, and it has a compare button.
Uh-huh.
Instead of the buy now, it has the compare, and it tells you, you know, this one is offering this many MA rewards at this price, and then this store is offering it for this price and this many MA rewards.
Oh.
There's going to be a checkbox that we can click, and it's going to tell us how much IBV we're going to earn.
Okay. All right.
That's going to be really useful.
And then that's coming?
Yes, that's coming February. But what a lot of distributors don't know right now is when you do that comparative shopping, there's always one in red.
Uh-huh.
Have you noticed that?
Like, where do I do the comparative shopping? I mean, I know, like, where websites do that, but is it at anyone or just a free shipping or?
No, any. If you search for a product and it's being offered by more than one store, instead of a buy now button, there's a compare button.
Okay.
If you click that compare button, you'll see the list of the stores that sell that item and how much and all that. But one of them, and then there's a buy now button on the side of each one of those stores. One of them is always in red.
Okay.
But what that means is, that's for us distributors. The red button means they're paying the highest IBV.
Oh, okay.
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 And what's coming is a little checkbox, because distributors will have rights on the portal that, you know, customers don't. We'll check this little box, and it'll tell us how much IBV they are paying for that product.
Okay. All right.
But
and
you see the premier... You see the Premier Partner Universal Checkout thing next to each store that's part of the...
The web portal and I click Shop Partners.
Right.
And then...
Scroll down.
And then I see, like, okay. I see, like,
and
new and popular. And then... okay, I'm scrolling down.
You see
all
the
stores.
One called Act 1 Gift Baskets?
Let's see. Act 1... looking for Okay, I say, oh, okay, so then that's like how you know it's in the Universal China. Oh, okay,
yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
good.
There's also going to be a drop down at the top, you know, where it says, at the very, very top of the portal, it says search, and it says all departments.
Yeah.
There's going to be a drop down there that says search all premier partners, Universal Cart. So.
Okay.
That'll be
and
another
then
way that you can find them.
And that will be coming in February?
That's how I understood it, yes.
Okay.
There's
and
a lot
then,
of things that will be changing it. Actually, January 19th is the date that the 15 million products are going to be ported in to the Universal Cart. So.
Okay.
There's overwhelming products. 15 million.
Is that a flat rate for the Universal Cart then?
No, it's based on a percentage of the total order.
Okay.
It's based on price.
Now I kind of called in when you were talking about the chewable vitamins. What's the difference between the chewable isotonic and the chewable Flintstones?
Yeah, we were talking about the coenzyme Q10 chewable tablets.
Okay.
Yep.
So is that like better for you sometimes to chew vitamins or?
Coenzyme Q10 is incredibly difficult to absorb, and for the longest time we've had a isotonic version of it. However, there was a discovery recently of a particular ingredient that could be added to coenzyme Q10 in a tablet form that dissolves. It's actually not a chewable. It actually dissolves on your tongue, the absorption rate was incredibly high. So that's what we were talking about.
So it's just a coenzyme Q10. It's not like a regular chewable multivitamin.
No. No.
Okay.
We have multi-tech for that.
Okay. All right. And then with the MA rewards, you were saying something about you don't get like two MA rewards for every partner store, or how does that work?
Well, what's changing is distributors will no longer get MA rewards.
Oh.
Come February, and customers will get two MA rewards for every dollar spent on Market America branded products, and one MA reward for every dollar spent in the partner stores.
Now, is the partner store, is that based upon IBV value? Because at this point in time, when I called Market America, they said that if, like for instance, Dell computer only gives 1% IBV, so we don't get MA rewards for that. Said like Travelocity, we don't get MA rewards for like flights because of that, because they only give a flat rate of IBV. Is that true?
No, that's not true. IBV is completely separated from MA rewards. Those are two separate programs, and they don't interact with each other at all.
Okay.
So IBV like, is for distributors, and MA rewards is for customers. We still get the IBV from customers' purchases, sure.
So, like, MA Rewards. So, like, if I click on this MA Rewards, I mean, not MA Rewards, Shop Partners, if I click on that, I can, any place, like, even Travelocity, like, if I get a flight off Travelocity, I can get, like, one or two. Is that how you got your 33,000, or how did you get your 33,000? Because I know you mentioned drugstore.com.
Right. That's one of the stores that I frequent. And so is MA Travel. I buy all my flights and hotels on MA Travel. Got my MA rewards from all of those places, yeah. But that'll be ending in February for distributors.
That'll be ending in February, okay. That's
for distributors.
Too bad.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
It works
for distributor
like
customer.
There's a reason why that's happening. It's because when a distributor accumulates a lot of points, like I did, and starts cashing in their points for free product, there is no BV.
There's no BV.
So you have all these customers and all these distributors cashing in their MA rewards for free product and no BV flowing anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's why the program's changing. Kevin Buckman has taken it over and has made significant changes to it.
That makes sense a lot, yeah. So, yeah. Any more questions, Dawn, there? Continue on, go on.
So we can't milk the cat. No.
Exactly.
We gotta have
Why would you milk the cat in the first place?
Right. Like over there on meet the parents. Okay, so yeah, that was what. So okay, starting in February, distributors can't get MA rewards. So
correct.
All right, that's good to know. Well, we probably should figure it. Yeah, because I was getting very confused with Market America. One person tell me one thing, one would tell me another, and
right.
I was just like really confused of how to get the MA rewards.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, you won't have to worry about that after February.
Yeah. Are you planning on going to the World Conference?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I just got back from the upper level training down there, and oh yeah, definitely. We never move though.
That's good. Because like we've never been in one. We're planning on going this year, so.
Okay.
And I heard it's pretty big.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah. All right. So I think those were my questions, was about the, especially about the MA rewards. So that way there, I figure I'd get some tips from somebody that's actually got them. Maybe, you know, I figure you would know more maybe than Mark.
Yeah, well, I use giftcertificates.com a lot.
Yeah. And then you got two MA rewards, you said, for that, right?
Uh-huh.
And then,
well,
and then
three
two when
actually,
you redeemed it.
Right. And, well, actually three when I bought the gift certificates, because they used the Market America MasterCard.
Yeah, and then so you got like one from MasterCard,
right.
And then two from Gift.
What it basically boils down to is a customer can get five MA rewards for every dollar spent if they do it this way.
Okay, all right, yeah, okay. And then now they're going to end that in February, so.
Well, not for customers.
Not for customers.
Customers will do the same. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, that's good to know, and then I'll keep an eye on that. Thanks for your help, Brian.
You bet.
Okay. All right. I know that the holidays, you know, the Christmas coming, and you know the holiday shopping and all that thing is just going crazy. I remember going today, going to the mall, and it was just packed like sardines. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, Brian?
Yeah, I do.
And I mean, the consumers. I mean, they like, you know, they like, they feel like they're hunters. You know, they like to hunt them for bargains and all that stuff. Do you have any thoughts on, like, you know, how to maximize your MA rewards for the customers this time of the holiday?
Oh, this time? Well, to check the hot deals off. And
hot
to check
deals.
Out, yeah, the hot deals.
Mm-hmm.
The hot deals on a daily basis, because they're changing every day now. And to check the MA blog.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll post specials up there, too. And Lauren's Fashion Sense blog as well.
Okay. Can you give out some of your websites, like your website and you know, the Market America blog's website, how do they get there?
Okay, to get to the blog, my particular web portal is www.mymastore.com.
Okay.
And when somebody registers and gets logged in, on the right-hand side, upper right-hand side of the site, there is Lauren's Fashion Sense blog and the MA blog. It's listed right there on the portal.
Okay. I know that, you know, I mean, Market America is so huge, and we are a product broker. That, you know, there's no shopper left behind. That's the concept, and, you know, powered by people. Build their product powered by people. What area on as far as like health and nutrition, you know, anti-aging, fashions, whether it be like automotives and all that. Do you have any? You know, what is your favorite trend?
Oh, well, then probably.
I know you mentioned anti-aging and all that. But do you have anything?
Yeah. Well, you're basically asking what my major is. I would guess.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. That's what
I major in the second largest store on the portal, and that's the MA Web Centers. Health and nutrition has always been number one, but number two store on the portal is the websites, the Web Centers.
The Web Centers.
So that's number two.
That is business within the business.
That is a business within the business. Life is motive.
Okay, and I know that you make a significant, a lot of profits on having a web center, correct?
Correct, yeah. Selling a website is anywhere between 300% and 1,000% retail profit. So the sale of one website can pay your entire trip to Miami or Greensboro, or in my case, my wife and I go to Hawaii a lot. So,
that'd be nice. It's better than Wisconsin, I tell you.
No, I bet.
Especially right now. Oh yeah.
That thing.
Now, what is the? Do you have any plans? Are you currently into like 90 days fast track or anything like that, Brian?
Well, interesting that you mentioned that. Elizabeth Weber spoke this week at the upper level training. She's starting a national fast track, and we over here in Washington, of course, we've worked with Elizabeth before in previous fast tracks. And we are starting a new fast track with her international fast track teams, and we're just gonna tag along and go for the ride. We've done three fast tracks here as part of our local group, but our local group it includes six different cities, so we're pretty well spread out across the state, but. I guess Dennis Franks is going to be coming out here in March to work with us on a one-to-one basis. So that'll
be fun. Yeah, it's like here in Wisconsin. I live in Wisconsin Dells, and you know, my group is actually about an hour and a half away. So it's kind of hard for us to, you know, but needless to say, that's, you know, I drive there. You know, I mean, I'm pretty active when it comes to things like that. And the fast track, though, you know. With five kids and all that, we are trying to plug that in.
Well, I know what you mean, and I can tell you because we are spread out too over here, we had certain groups in different states too. Most of the fast track activities were being done online with webinars, so we weren't like driving all over the place or anything. We were just doing webinars, and there's a new website. I don't know if everybody's familiar with it. It's called mawebcenters.com. And they have webinars in there that you can watch for yourself, or you could send the link to anybody, and it's basically showing them the plan. So
okay. So mawebcenters.com.
Yep.
Okay.
If you want Elizabeth Weber to show the plan to somebody, there you go.
So all you have to do is download it. Okay.
Yeah, and on unfranchisedtraining.com, a lot of people miss this too, but when at the last convention, JR showed the plan, and they recorded it, the video and the audio of him on stage showing the plan, and that is in unfranchisedtraining.com.
Okay. That's
so cute. If you want JR to show somebody the plan, there you go.
The man himself.
The man himself.
Right. The I know that, you know, you say you're going to be planning to go to, what is that, the Upcoming World event?
World Conference in Miami,
Conference and all that stuff. Do you have any? I know you've been there for a couple of times and all that. Any tips on that and how to like maybe save on, parking and food and the stuff you know, touch up?
Oh sure, yeah. Number one thing you should do is check out restaurants.com. Watch the portal really closely for specials, as we approach World Conference, because they're gonna start that 80% off again for Miami restaurants. So look for that. And you know, get a group together. Decide who's going, and get together with them. And each person buy a couple of those gift certificates to different restaurants around Miami. And the second thing is get together and go on MA Travel and book your hotel if you're not staying at the host hotel. Book your hotel and flight together. Decide who's going. Get on there. Find the best flight. Buy it, so then you've saved a lot of money. But a lot of hotels in Miami, you can fit up to six people in those hotel rooms because they'll sleep six.
Two adults, so, two queens maybe on a sofa.
Exactly.
Like that.
Okay. Another thing in Miami that's really popular is there are houses you can rent for like 3 days, 4 days at a time.
Wow.
And that can fit, you know, those can fit up to 15 people.
Exactly. Right. You have like your full kitchen in there. I mean, you got everything pretty much, and that's just really wow. Where can you check those out?
Well, there's rent.com, and there's forrent.com, And then you can do a Google search for short-term rental house rentals in Miami. Just do that Google search for that. I'm fortunate enough that the last time we were in Miami, not this last upper-level training, but the leadership school in Miami, the taxi driver that I used for the entire trip is actually on a trial run, and he has a lot of contacts who people who own homes that they rent out for short-term leases like that.
Right.
And what's fun about that is if you go to Miami and you start a group down there, and it grows big enough to, like, you know, 20, 25 people, it would be nothing for you to go down there, rent a house for a couple of months, and work with your group down there.
That's amazing. That's how it is. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and end this off right now, and because we're running out of time, I would like to thank you, Brian, for coming up and being my guest tonight.
No problem.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get together sometimes and see each other over Miami.
Yep, Miami at World Conference.
Be great.
Can I give you two other pieces of information I think everybody would like to hear?
Oh, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
This is from JR himself. Just 2 days ago, when we were down at upper level training.
Okay.
The last week of November, on the portal. The portal did 7.9 million in wholesale and 10.5 million in retail just in 1 week. Okay?
Oh, wow.
That is
huge.
That is 106% increase over this same time last year. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
I was trying to think there. I was like, wow, that's overwhelming.
Yeah, Market America is really cruising along here. Cyber Monday outsold Cyber Monday outperformed Black Friday again this year.
Again.
It was up another 15% at
840.
No one died online. $846 million on Cyber Monday, and $2.4 billion online since Thanksgiving.
So anybody
who says that, you know, the internet shopping isn't the future is, I don't know who they
I don't know what it is. Yeah, I don't know what it is. But, with the recent event that happened on Black Friday, I don't know if you heard that news, the Walmart over in New York, you know, that's one a person died, and that's just, this is just crazy. I'm like, really pumped and ready to tell about this. And if you have any final thoughts, we got about like maybe 30 seconds.
I would just say, get on a fast track team. Don't waste anybody's time. Get on a fast track team, because one of the things that people don't like is people who waste their time. Don't let people waste your time. Just
exactly.
Get on a fast track. Become a UFO. Go to Miami. You have to go to Miami.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Thanks again for coming out for being on my show, and we'll see you later.
All right. See you in Miami.
See you in Miami.
Bye. Bye.